Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was trying yesterday to sign up on my unemployment again, you know, do that weekly thing.
And yes, sir.
It must have been a problem because it sent me to this, it told me to call this number today.
Okay, did you report any earnings? Did you report any earnings?
I ain't worked since December the 1st. They laid me off December the 1st.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
427-496773.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
Douglas Allen Culver. 11/29/1969, and my mother's name was Barnett.
Okay, a moment. Hey, can you verify your last two employers for me?
My last what?
Your last two employers.
Two employers?
Yes, sir.
Was Tiffin Motorhomes, the one I got laid off at, and Mueller Brass was before them.
Okay, so I have to reopen your unemployment claim.
Ma'am?
I have to reopen your unemployment claim.
Reopen it?
Yes, sir.
What, I do something wrong?
When you filed back in November the 20th, the week of the 20th, that following Sunday, you were supposed to file your weekly certification.
Oh.
Yes, and if you missed, we're going to have to...
I was off that week for Thanksgiving, and they said I could use that for the waiting period.
Yes, and you were supposed to file your weekly certification that following Sunday when you called in.
The 27th.
Let me go back and check the calendar. Give me one moment. Yes, sir, the 27th.
Oh, okay. I don't usually draw. I usually find another job and keep going. But
yes, are you currently not working right now?
Huh?
Are you currently not working right now?
No, I ain't found a job yet. I've been several places, and I'm waiting on them to call me back.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to have to reopen your unemployment claim, okay?
Okay.
Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Not besides just getting old.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Oh, high school. I graduated high school.
Okay. Did you attend the college?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am. I have a state ID.
Okay, what's that state ID number?
Oh, let me go get it.
Okay.
Lord. Oh, getting sucks. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
801-718. 262.
Okay, that's 801-718-262.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
We'll put it through my banking account.
Okay, checking or savings?
It's checking.
May I have your router number?
0622 03 476.
Okay, that's 0622-03476.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your account number?
700-40886.
Okay, that's 700-40886.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your mailing address?
41 Fairview Church Road, Golden, Mississippi, 38847.
Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
It's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what's your telephone number?
You want the house number or the cell phone?
You give me a cell phone number.
It's 1662-706-1757. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm still trying to remember it in my head.
Yes, it's okay. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 12128 Old Highway 80 West. 1362 Sherry Lane. 22831 Highway 25 North. Or 848 Simmery, Williamsburg Road, or none of the above?
What was that third one?
22831 Highway 25 North.
That don't sound familiar.
Okay. What color was your 1986 Buick Skylark? Black, blue, dark green, red, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
I never had a Buick Skylark.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
A what?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
TRA. Not that I know of.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
You talking about November?
Yes, sir.
Well, I worked that week from the 28th to the 1st of December. Them 3 days right there.
Okay. Did you file? I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Because I got laid off December the 1st at 2 a.m.
Okay, yes, sir. Did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. These wages will not appear in your first monetary determination you receive. These type of wages will be requested by our agency. Once we receive these wages, they will be added to your claim. And a second monetary determination with these wages will be added and mailed to you, okay?
What wages?
Okay, they combine your wages from out of state as well, if you worked out of state.
No, I didn't work out of state. Well, Yes, I did. I worked in Tecumseh and Middle Brass. They were in Mississippi. But that's that's the only two I worked.
Okay, in the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Last 18 months, I was at Tecumseh. Been there 26 years.
Okay, yes, sir. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on AFDC? the duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim? Are you working for the same employer?
Well, I ain't working for nobody right now. I got laid off at Tiffin's.
When was the last day you worked?
12-1.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
No, ma'am. I don't work.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Have a what?
A real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your job title?
Put away.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that job title again for me?
Put away.
Okay. Okay, and what was the name of this job, the company name?
Tiffin's Motorhomes.
Okay. Do you have a good phone number for this job?
A good what?
A phone number.
Oh, yeah. Let me get it. I got it right here on this paper. Right here. 256. 356-8661.
Okay, and when did you first start this job?
I started August the 19th of 2021.
Okay, and what city and state was the work performed in?
Red Bay, Alabama.
Okay. And what other state did you work in the last 18 months?
Mississippi.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for this job?
Tiffin's?
Yes, sir.
They laid me off.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your four-digit PIN number will be 7369.
Okay, hang on. 7369.
Yes, sir. 7369.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. You must be able and available to work and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for eligibility review at a later date and be required to submit evidence of your work search. You must also register for work and maintain an up-to-date registration with your local employment service or career center in your area. Failure to register for work within 7 days from today could cause denial of your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process to claim benefits for the previous week. You will be required to enter your Social Security number and the 4-digit PIN number I gave you to file your weekly certifications. You can file online by going to labor.alabama.gov.
Labor.alabama.gov.
Yes, sir. Or you can do it by telephone by calling 1-800.
1-800.
752-7389. You can file your weekly certifications any day between Sunday through Friday, but failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could cause a loss of your benefits. So you're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday with that 4-digit PIN number I gave you.
Do I have to have proof of wherever I have to have the jobs that I'm looked at?
Yes, sir.
How many will I have to have at a time?
Okay, they will tell you over the phone. I'm not sure we're on the claims line, but they will ask you over the phone.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Maybe not. If I have problems, I'll let you know.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.